So I came across a blog post from a friend of mine, an old buddy of mine, actually. This is Pete, by the way. This is The Pete with episode 59 of the 666 cast from website666.com. Got three topics this week. The first is going to be this blog post that I stumbled across, and the second is going to be something connected to that, and then the third will be an awesome movie that you need to see. It's all kind of connected, actually, this week. But back to my my friend, we're usually on the same page. We've known each other for almost 10 years, off and on, and I'm not used to being on this side of the fence from him. Sure, we've had our disagreements, but generally speaking, we come down on the same side on all the big stuff, all the big issues of the day. But not on this one. See, it's just tough to even think about how to deal with this, or how to approach this. Basically, the gist of it is, he thinks global warming is a hoax. And as a student of conspiracies, I have done loads of research into conspiracy thinking, you know, how conspiracies generally work, and basically how people tend to fall for conspiracies when they're not real. I mean, the obvious one would be like religion. To me, that's a conspiracy to hide the truth, or not hide the truth, but control people. And global warming, I guess, to some people is the same kind of thing. The idea being that the biggest argument I've heard, or the most popular argument I've heard for global warming being a hoax is the whole carbon tax thing. Also carbon credits, that sort of thing, you know, where you can, you know, polluters can pay companies that don't pollute for their carbon credits. So yeah, it's all very shady and questionable and stupid, and it doesn't really solve anything overall. But it also doesn't make people that much money, and that's the whole idea, is I think that they're saying, oh, well, you know, it's just a big scam so that they can make money off of carbon taxes and the green industry, quote unquote. And it's like, really? That's really kind of absurd, because right now there's way more money to be made in oil. And even as we run out of easy to get at oil, that means, you know, there's still plenty of money to be made in oil. Why? Because oil is going to get more expensive the harder it is to get, which means you can hike up the price even more. So there's plenty of money left in just leaving things as they are. The global change to address global warming and climate change is not a conspiracy. You know, especially, well, it's like smoking, okay? You can't literally point to an absolute causal link between lung cancer and smoking. But the fact of the matter is, it sure does seem to be connected, you know, and odds are if you smoke, you know, you're likely to have, to get lung cancer at some point. And even if you're not, even if there really isn't a causal link, aren't there plenty of other reasons to not smoke? Likewise, with global warming. Okay, let's say global warming isn't happening, or it isn't man-made. Aren't there 1,000 good reasons to act like it is anyway? You know, become a more sustainable business, use less resources, be more green, be better to the environment, be less exploitative, stuff like that. There's plenty of good reasons to you know, not worry about whether or not global warming is man-made or even real, you know. So I don't understand the mindset that wants to believe global warming is a conspiracy. I mean, I get where it's all coming from, because we're lied to all the time about everything. You know, absolutely everything on a global scale is basically just bullshit and trumped up. The catch is, you have to see where the story is coming from. If governments are saying, oh gosh, you know, we've got to go after Al-Qaeda, Well, then you do your research. You find out, you know, well, how big is Al-Qaeda? A few thousand people strong? Huh. Doesn't seem like much of a threat. But if a government is saying, yeah, food prices are rising, you know, you can look at that and you can do your own research. You can go and find out, you know, why is this happening or is it happening? You know, you can find out that there's a shortage of fish. There's been overfishing going on. And then there's Russia is scared. Is it Russia, I think, that was scared of genetically modified crops, or they had some sort of issue with the amount of crops they could, or wheat they could produce. So they basically cut off their exports. They're not selling, you know, wheat to anybody now, which is bad because that means everything else is going to go up in price, or everybody else's wheat is going to go up in price because it's that much rarer. So that's something that we can kind of confirm just by looking. Same thing with temperature, you know, temperature indices and stuff. We can tell the Earth is getting warmer. Now, granted, the cause isn't necessarily, you know, man-made. But again, this isn't, you know, running from shadows like the war on terror. You know, we can look at the actual changes. This crazy number of tornadoes that hit the American Southeast over the past, spring? It was just a couple months ago. We've had some seriously weird weather patterns here in New York. I grew up on the East Coast in the Northeast, and I don't remember crazy swings in weather like this. There's also been more hurricanes. We had that huge issue with the Mississippi flooding. You know, heavy rains in the north end of the Mississippi, and that flooded out the middle and the south end of the Mississippi River. So we've got these changes that are definitely happening. There are places around the world that are reporting, you know, climate change-esque, you know, changes to their environment. There's a very sort of, actually it's pretty good. There's a documentary on Netflix you can check out called Strange Days on Planet Earth. Two, I think. There's a two on that title, and I don't know why. I'm not sure if there's a one that you can see, but anyway, it's narrated by Ed Norton, and it's kind of flashily put together, but there's some really interesting facts connected to, like, overfishing and global warming and stuff. And so the Earth and Mother Nature itself, the biosphere, is a very complicated mechanism, and invariably we're fucking with it, whether it's because of all the CO2 we're pumping in the air or what. But we are fucking with it. That much is obvious. And so it's just weird to have my friend come along and say, oh no, this is a hoax. The bigger thing I have trouble with the way he did it was because he basically talks about, he had the most absurdly simple argument. He said, because we don't have positive water vapor feedback, all of this doom and gloom is for nothing. Basically, it's all bullshit because there's not positive water vapor feedback. So I Google it, and yeah, there's nothing conclusive about it. There's nothing like, you know, the first 10 hits on Google aren't, oh yeah, we're fucked because there's no positive, or you know, because there's, yeah, you know what I mean. The first 10 hits weren't conclusive. They weren't all saying one thing or the other. There was a mix. You know, it was like back in 1991, there was an article I found from 1991 that said positive water vapor feedback had been found via satellite data. So I don't know if that counts. I also found something from 2006 that said there had been positive water vapor found, stuff like that. But what bothered me about the way he phrased it was that he basically seemed to think that just simply because there was no positive water vapor in the atmosphere, that was all there was to it. He didn't bother to make a good argument. He just saw something that he agreed with and reposted it. And that is the other big problem with conspiracies and conspiracy theorists, is that we tend to see what we want to see. I mean, that's humanity. Humans do that. All humans. And we always have to be careful to look for the facts and to not just cherry pick the ones we like. Because I went and left a comment on his blog as well about it and just said, you know, this doesn't seem like a complete argument. Just because there's no water vapor doesn't mean those other things that are in the atmosphere aren't doing damage too. It's a little bit like saying, you know, I don't have a shotgun, so I can't hurt you, except for the fact that, you know, I've got a 38, which will still put a bullet in your brain. So, 38 pistol. Anyway, so it was just very odd to have that come from him and have it be such a simple argument, especially when he comes from the same world where, you know, we are watching the rest of humanity sort of pick and choose what it wants to believe, instead of looking at the facts. You know, I'm an atheist because I don't like how Christians, you know, pick and choose bits of the Bible to agree with when there's so much of the Bible that is reprehensible. I mean, Noah, according to the Bible, the only reason humanity exists is because Noah fucked his daughters. Literally. Incest. So where are morals supposed to be when Noah fucks his daughters? But it's okay, his daughters got him drunk beforehand. So now it's okay. So basically it's okay to commit, you know, an amoral act like that. If you're drunk. So anyway, so that's cherry picking. That's some of the cherry picking that happens. But that kind of cherry picking happens no matter what your chosen belief system is. And this is why I don't even like using the word atheist. I actually go by the lowercase a atheist, not the uppercase a, because I see no evidence for a God. I see no evidence for a supreme being. That's all there is to it. You know? I'm not going to fight with you. I'm not going to argue with you. I just don't see any evidence. Period. You know, that doesn't mean I'm never going to see evidence. That doesn't mean... Basically, my point is there's nothing for me to cherry pick. I can't go, I'll ignore the banana thing, the banana postulate, whatever it's called, and I will focus on this other thing. I don't accept anything as evidence of God because there's nothing connecting the banana to God. Just because the banana seems designed nicely to be held in your hand doesn't mean God created it. It just means that it managed to survive. It had the right environmental blah, blah, blah preparations to survive. When I see fellow critical thinkers, fellow conspiracy types thinking like this and thinking, global warming is a hoax, and I'm going to ignore all the evidence that seems to point to it, and I'm going to say, I'm going to focus in on the handful of evidence that says no, you know, and it's like, first off, you know, I don't know how you can prove a negative. I always thought you couldn't prove a negative. So to me, it's not, you can't say, this is not real. All you can say is, this is not real because I see no evidence of it. And you can't see evidence against it. I don't understand that. You know, it's just, it's hard to make an argument like that work. And so likewise, to me, when I look at global warming, I don't say it's definitely happening. I say it's probably happening. And I also say that it doesn't matter whether it's happening or not. And the whole fact that we're arguing about this, we're arguing about making it, legislating it, so creating laws that will force companies to clean up their act and force governments to clean up their act, the fact that we're having this argument is, to me, absurd. It's a little bit like, the stupid cliche of rearranging the chairs, the deck chairs on the Titanic. I mean, and this is... goes into the second topic here, the subtle disconnect, which I really need to put up on the Wikipedia, which is my wiki, with all my fun little wacky concepts and buzzwords and stuff. The subtle disconnect, I've talked about the absurd disconnect. Check out the Wikipedia if you're not familiar with it. That's wiki.thepete.com. The subtle connect is different. While the absurd disconnect is basically where you do something against your better... Yeah, that's not the right phrase. You do something against your own benefit. You know, so in other words, you vote Republican and you're gay, you know, like that, you know, or you're gay and you're a Republican senator who votes against or votes for anti-gay legislation, stuff like that, you know what I mean? So that's the absurd disconnect. It's in your face. The subtle disconnect is one that most of us don't even notice. And the subtle disconnect is literally the lack of connection you have with the actual facts because you've never been told the actual facts. And this is why it's important that we look for the actual facts ourselves, because sometimes we can fix the subtle disconnect on our own, but most of us don't bother. And really, that's what conspiracies are. Or conspiracy theorists need to do is we go and we look for the truth. We look for the facts and we connect the dots if we can't find the whole truth. Now, I'm not talking about the ridiculous conspiracies like, what's his name? Oh, I forget the guy's name in Britain who thinks that world leaders are... Oh, David Icke, that's his name. He thinks that world leaders are shape-shifting lizards because a voice in his head told him. I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about actual possible conspiracies. Not the one that says there was something strapped to one of the planes on 9/11. I'm talking about the conspiracies that are like, you know, why was there so much apparent miscommunication going on 9/11? Why did it take so long for planes to scramble to intercept the hijacked airplanes? Why weren't those planes shot down before they reached New York City and the Pentagon? Stuff like that. Those to me, it's like, to me, that seems shady. That seems to me either somebody's an idiot or I've been over this all before, so I won't go into any more of it. Anyway, so the subtle disconnect is, you know, actually has to do with the third topic for today or for this week. You know, did you know that Columbus probably committed genocide? Christopher Columbus. Some of you probably do. Some of you probably hadn't really thought about it. Most people haven't really thought about it. But there's eyewitness accounts that say he killed 250,000 people. You know, 250,000 Native Americans. I guess South Americans, but still. Native South Americans. So why didn't you know that? Because you were never taught it, that's why. It's not that you're stupid, it's not that you're willingly ignorant, it's that you just don't know. It's a fact that you didn't know you needed to research. And this is what conspiracy theorist types generally do. We look for those facts, we find out what's going on. Like, okay, here's another good one. This is one of my favorites. This is awesome. So, the American flag, red, a bunch of red and white stripes, the corner, big blue rectangle with a bunch of stars in it, right? Before it was a bunch of stars, it was 13 stars, right? The East India Company, the British East India Company, they had a flag they would fly over their boats. 13 red and white stripes. You know, interesting coincidence, right? Turns out that British East India Company was run by a bunch of Masons. Bunch of Masons founded America. British East India Company was the first immortal corporation. Corporations up until the British East India Company came along, they all had finite lifespans. So here comes the British East India Company, and they're immortal. Queen Victoria, I believe it was, made them immortal. No expiration date. So they conquered India for Britain. They came over to America, and, you know, there's all this stuff that we don't know about. And I'm not saying it's like, oh, the Masons are evil. I'm just saying this happened. And the fact that you probably don't know this is an example of the subtle disconnect. But by researching this stuff, by learning about this stuff, it's like all the stuff about the Federal Reserve I talk about. That's another great example for most folks. Our money isn't based on anything. had an interesting conversation with a director of photography I wanted to work with a bunch of years ago, and I was shooting a short film that involved discussion of the Federal Reserve. And she asked me, oh, well, what about the gold standard? And I'm like, what gold standard? There's no gold standard. Or is gold reserve, I'm sorry. There is no gold reserve. Not when it comes to money. And, you know, you might not know that either. So, you know, whatever, right? No. These are facts that we don't know, and it's bad that we don't know them. So that's the subtle disconnect. And that's what worries me about my buddy, because he needs to keep digging for those facts. He needs to keep looking. He needs to question everything, including his own thing. And that's the danger of religions, you know, and Republicans and Democrats cherry-picking what they like out of the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and everything else in the world. You can't just cherry-pick. You have to be thorough. You have to read as much as you can. And then you can't say anything categorically 100%. Because there's always a possibility that you could be wrong, and you have to be open to that. You have to be willing to listen to people, even when you're fucking positive something is one way or the other. You don't have to agree with everything you hear, obviously, but you've got to listen. Because you might miss it. You might miss the truth. The truth might walk right by you. Ooh, excuse me. Spring clip just launched off of something else. Anyway, So there you go. So that's the subtle disconnect. That's what concerns me about my buddy. And I hope he figures this out for himself and you know, understands that, you know, everybody's out for themselves. Everybody's got this agenda. And arguing about, you know, whether they're water vapor or CO2 or whatever it is that's causing, you know, global warming or climate change, whether it's, you know, man-made or conspiracy or not, this all is just nothing. This doesn't make any difference in the great scheme of things. And there's one simple reason why none of the majority or most of the conspiracy theories out there don't mean shit, because ultimately they're irrelevant. The big problem isn't whether 9/11 was an inside job or, you know, aliens killed Kennedy or whatever. None of this matters, because money, greed, corruption. These three things are what are making all the problems happen on planet Earth today. So quite literally, when you argue about whether climate change is man-made or not, you're literally just rearranging the fucking deck chairs on the Titanic. That doesn't matter. Right? That doesn't matter. Because we're still making money be the bottom fucking line. We're not putting humanity first. We're not putting in the environment first. We're not doing any of the things. We're not doing any of the logical things. All you have to do is look at Mother Nature to understand that an unchecked life form, whether it's a bacteria or an animal or an insect or whatever, anything, the goal is to expand, it's to reproduce, it's to populate, it's to grow, evolve. This is how life works. And on certain levels, life works a lot like capitalism. This is true. We exploit the weak. Survival of the fittest, right? That's true. But that doesn't mean that capitalism is a logical system. Because Mother Nature has systems in place to keep populations in check, to keep food sources in check. You know? And so when a population gets too big, they run out of food, and they stop having as many babies, and they die off a little bit. This is the balance. Capitalism has no balance. Capitalism does not rely on anything except for human greed. As long as we get up in the morning with the goal of getting more, being more comfortable, owning more things, capitalism is always going to win. You know, so when we get up in the morning and say, I'm going to go to work because I'm saving up for this, you know, really cool big screen TV, or an airplane ticket to go to a cool place on vacation, or, you know, a DVD box set, or, I'm sorry, I'm running down all the things that I care about. These are the things that are going to corrupt us, you know, and I am on the front line of that shit. I am the first to admit I am corrupt. I have just an absurd amount of gadgets. Way too many videos. I have so many videos I won't have time to watch them all before I die, I'm sure. All right, maybe. But, you know, but and I need to pare that down. I need to calm that down. I need to stop living so excessively. Because the planet can't take it. You know? And there's that documentary on Netflix. It's called Strange Days on Planet Earth. And one of the episodes, it's a multi-episode series, I think, narrated or hosted by Ed Norton. It's hit and miss. It's not the perfect documentary, but they make some interesting statements. They talk about overfishing. And, you know, in this idea that we overfish natural habitats just is perfect proof. It's like, so instead of just fishing what we need, we fish what we absolutely can. And then we sell it all and make as much money as we can. That's not the way the Earth is designed. That's not to say the Earth was designed, you know what I mean. You know, because if there was a God, maybe he would have set the universe up so that it was a free market system. But it's not. It's absolutely not. We have to regulate how much we consume. We have to regulate how much we buy. And by regulate, I mean that both literally, governmentally, and or figuratively via the government and making regulations, but also in saying, ho, 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 wait, I don't need to consume all this shit. You know, I fantasize about selling most of my worldly possessions just simply because most of those things I don't ever look at. I don't even touch. Why do I need these things? You know? And so that's my own personal level overfishing, you know? So, and then all of this doesn't even go into the kind of self-exploitation we as humans do to each other. There's a great, awesome movie I saw advertised on the inside of a Netflix envelope. And I don't know why I saw it, and I thought, oh, what's that? Because usually I ignore those things because I just, you know, usually the movies they advertise are crap, you know, or just not worth my trouble, like Spartacus or whatever the series. But I looked at this. The title was Even the Rain, and I had never heard of it, didn't know anything about it, but something about it made me check it out. And we watched it, I think it was last Saturday, just last night actually, and it was amazing. You've got to see this movie, Even the Rain. Google it, Netflix it, do whatever you got to do, find a copy of it, see this movie. It's amazing. It's about a film crew that goes to Bolivia to shoot a documentary, or not a documentary, but a fictional film on Columbus, the real Columbus, not the candy-coated one that we all learned about in school. This goes back to the subtle disconnect. And basically, they happen to get to Bolivia right in the middle of a water crisis. It's not actually a water crisis like you'd expect, a natural water crisis. Not that they were running out of water. They had a water crisis because a corporation came in and bought up the rights to their water from the government. Now, this really happened. This isn't the fictional part of the movie. It also delves into Columbus and how he would be horribly brutal to the locals in South America when he landed there. And, you know, and so it's amazing the parallels, you know, and the title, well, you'll figure it out, that's where the title comes from, but essentially, the parallel is, as they're making this movie about Columbus and his men exploiting native South Americans, you know, we see how today, modern times, corporations are exploiting South Americans. And the reality is this stuff goes on around the world. In fact, we're being exploited here in America. Basically, I'm not sure exactly how that is. No, I do know. We are the sort of, we sort of set all this stuff up. We support this system. And we don't realize that's what we do. But it's, again, the subtle disconnect. We go to Walmart and we buy our cheap socks. Well, guess who made those socks? An underpaid worker in an Asian country. Or maybe South America, I don't even know. But the point is, we get cheap shit, and we're just the pawn of these corporations. We give this, give our money to the corporations get rich. We lose our jobs because we pay our corporations to outsource. So we don't want to buy expensive socks, which are made here, so Walmart has to go overseas to hire cheap labor in order to make all their money. So once again, we come back to greed. Hope this all makes sense. Anyway, so check out Even the Rain. Think about the subtle disconnect. Look for subtle disconnections in your own life. Dig around, see what you can find out. Learn a little more. Just, you don't even have to spend hours doing it. Just take a couple minutes, you know, out of every day. If you're bored at work, got you know, a web browser at your desk, open it up. Go to Wikipedia, you know. Go find a copy of The Open Veins of South America. That's another good one. Supposedly I haven't read it, but I need to. The book I always rave about, A People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn. Gotta read that book if you haven't. Excellent, excellent. Must read. They should include it in... They should be teaching this book in schools. But this is, again, the subtle disconnect. We're just not told the entire truth. And that's why we need to seek it out. So seek it out, man! Seek out the truth in your own life. And, you know, you never know what you're going to find out. And if you find out something cool, let me know. Because I'm always interested in hearing cool stuff about history and in life. Whether it's cool for, like, cool sake or cool in, like, a creepy, good-to-know way. Like, you know, socks being made by exploited workers in other countries, that sort of thing. Anyway, so it's been we're coming up on 33 minutes here. Thank you very much for listening, as always. You know how to reach me, either through website666.com or find me on Twitter at website666, or I'm also the Pete on Twitter. But thanks for listening. Love to hear your thoughts, and thanks. That's it. I will see you in another week. Talk to you soon. Take care, and seek out that truth. This is the Pete, signing off.